we were here today to see this exhibition, Beat Nation. And, you know, some of your works are figured very prominently in the exhibition. Describe for our listeners a little bit about, you know, one or two of the pieces that you have displayed here.
I have a few works in this wonderful exhibition. Tsuhedi Shugak Titan is a two-part video series. You can find it online if you'd like to see a little more about it. But the idea about that, behind that work, one of the concepts is the translation of that is, we will again open this container of wisdom that's been left in our care. And it's a two-part video series kind of juxtaposing two forms of dancing and music. One is more traditional and customary, paired with some heavier hip-hop electronic-based music, and the other is traditional dance. So it's really simple in the explanation of it, but it touches on a lot of things that we deal with today with customary culture and generations of retaining and sharing knowledge.
And was this the work that they showed us? There was a screen, it's in black and white, and there's a young man on one side, and then on the other side it's a different sort of flipped image, right?
Yeah, there's two dancers and two performers and two songs, so it's a video loop edition. But yes, this is the work. So.
And who was the young man that you had perform?
David Elsewhere was the dancer that did one part of the series, and he's phenomenal. His work is, I was actually really fortunate that he agreed to work with me on this project. He was supposed to go on tour with Michael Jackson on Michael Jackson's last tour before that got canceled, obviously. And he's also been in a lot of other films and stuff. And then the other dancer is Dan Littlefield, who is a friend of mine from Alaska. And he's dancing in front of a house screen, traditional Tlingit house screen, which my uncle and my brother and I actually worked on, carved. So.
And you talked about how, you know, some of these images and what you were putting forth in that particular work, it had to do a lot to do with what we're dealing with now, is how you put it. Could you talk to us a little more about what you meant?
There's a lot of different things that happen in our, and especially in communities, with all this change that we've been facing in the last few hundred years. And a lot of that is, say, ideas of culture and maybe even the stereotypes of what culture is and can't be, I suppose. So it's actually liberating, hopefully, the youth and their ability to relate and practice their new experiences of who they are and who they are to the culture as well. So that's kind of the driving factor behind the piece, is that we are coming up with new issues and new versions of, I suppose, who we are as Native people. So, and that becomes difficult when you try to share that, especially to, say, an older generation who may not see themselves in work like this or something like that. So there's hopefully some bridging going on with this. So.
And there was another work that was quite striking that they spoke to us about today. I believe the name is Indian Petroglyph. Is that right? Tell us a little bit about that one.
It's a really fun series. I've been doing this petroglyph works for some time. This was one of the first petroglyphs, and it's a play on I suppose, immediately when you think of a Native or an Indian petroglyph, your mind might go to this historic piece of work and some site. It's also a play on time, so I used more of a iconic imagery, which is a Cleveland. I chose for this piece Cleveland Indians logo, which is a baseball sports logo used in the U.S. For a petroglyph, its audience is projected audience, say 4,000 years from now. We will lose context and of the imagery behind this work. Something that was once iconic is going to be lost to the new anthropologist that comes and looks at it. So there's even a whole idea of their new indigeneity and new definitions of what indigeneity is to society further down the line here. So also working in the land and the history of the land is a big part of that piece and that series. And I've done other petroglyphs as well, some in New York City, which obviously it takes an urban shift. Outside the Vancouver Art Gallery, just recently, part of Sagahan at the National Gallery, they acquired a large petroglyph that I was installing the last month. My brother and I were working on. So,
When you have worked on these works for so long, when they're finally in an exhibition, whether here or anywhere, do you ever think about what visitors will come away with, either thinking or feeling, after seeing your work? And do you have a hope for what that might be?
It's very important to have an audience for your work, I believe. And so to have Beat Nation travel to all these new communities, or to have this work travel to all these communities, is amazing. I hope that it's enriching and provides progress to society when they come and see these works and learn to understand a little bit more about diverse cultures that they're not familiar with. So it's empowering in that sense. And I also hope that younger communities and younger audiences and younger artists are empowered by this work and maybe inspired to take part and contribute to it and do their own creative works that are liberated from constraints of ideas of, I don't know, stereotypes and that sort of thing.
And do you think there's any element of your work that we could point to and saying, oh, that's influenced by the North? Is there anything about being from the North that you think is imprinted on your work?
Everything's imprinted with where I'm from and my existence on the land. I feel strongly connected to where I come from and my lifestyle of living off the land and subsistence and relationship with that. So, yeah, I mean, everything is really... Yeah. You can pick it out and pinpoint it here and there and see it in other spots. It might be more abstracted, but there's a big relationship that involves the sense of power that I feel and admire when I'm on the land back home. So,
and I just want to ask you, just for you personally now, when you're part of an exhibition like Beat Nation, which has been together for quite a while now, and you've seen your works along with these other Indigenous artists from all over North America, and even some other countries as well, do you learn anything about yourself or your work, or do you make any discoveries that maybe you hadn't before?
Definitely. Things mature down the line with not only the audience's ability to digest work. This exhibition started in the Grunt Gallery, a very small space in Vancouver. And it's grown and grown to an and as far as the exhibition growing over time, the artists that have been part of it and their careers, it's really empowering and really gratifying to see. So yeah, definitely. And myself as an artist, my voice changes and my confidence and creativity and all of these things. So yeah, it's always flowing and moving, hopefully growing. So.
Great, Nicholas, thank you so much for spending some time with us today.
Thank you.